You've got mail.
We go down to the big little business story of the day. David Carr joins us, New York Times media columnist and culture reporter. David, good morning.
You've actually got Ariana, John.
That's not Ariana doing it, but actually, how would she do it? She'd have that heavy Greek accent.
You've got mail, and by the way, where are you staying?
You've got mail, darling. David Carr, New York Times media columnist. How do you react to the announcement that AOL is spending $315 million to buy the Huffington Post, the hugely successful 25 million page visits per month media company, and calling it the Huffington Post Media Group?
Well, you got to give it to Ariana. You know, never in the time I've covered media has somebody built out a media brand as quickly, robustly, and apparently profitably as Ariana Huffington. She and Ken Lehrer now have a site that does $30 million in revenue, and they sold it for 10 times revenue, which is a great big number. $300 million is a lot for any content company, especially one that's just 5 years old.
Now, does this vindicate people who say that this is where the business is going into blog and opinion, something that you've critiqued? As a matter of fact, last time we were together, it was on the field of battle, sort of combating whether the traditional news media in the form of newspapers like the New York Times were going to survive in the face of phenomena like the Huffington Post.
I never want to debate John Hockenberry again. That was not a fair fight.
You won.
Yes, I was playing the part of creaky old media. I think that we're bifurcating into groups, although it's going to be interesting to see a major media company, media technology company, AOL, with a content asset in the Huffington Post that has a definitive point of view and an editorial director, Ariana Huffington, who makes no bones about the fact that she's very much a progressive.
What does this say to Barry Diller, who's financed Tina Brown and her Daily Beast, alternative competitor?
Well, they did a different thing, which is they went and partnered with an old media asset, Newsweek. I think it says good things to Barry about the value of content, the fact that you can build out something around someone's name. You got to remember that people laughed when Ariana was getting said, what could her and her celebrity friends really do in terms of having an impact on the news discourse? Now she's got 20 to 25 million uniques. With this maypole of sort of progressive slash liberal coverage that people seem to enjoy.
So, Carr, I know you're, like a New York Times lifer, right?
No, that's not true.
Well, kind of.
I don't eat the hot food, which is where they put the chips that turn you into a lifer.
Between you and me, Huffington calls David Carr and says, we're going to set up a whole branded David Carr environment on the new Huffington Post. You take the call?
They did it. Ariana talked to me over and over, and I admire and respect what she does, but I'm not in the same business.
Oh, come on. What are you, nuts? Your family's not going to speak to you again for answering that way.
You got to be kidding. I like my play. I like the business I'm in. I enjoy what she does, but it's not my version of news.
All right. Couldn't
execute it.
David Carr holding on to principle. I sincerely doubt that. Holding on to principle and the New York Times brand, New York Times media columnist and culture reporter, talking about the purchase of the Huffington Post by AOL for $315 million. David, thanks so much.
See ya.